The Frostbug Dreams by Benjamin Gale. Read by Benjamin Gale. Chapter 0. Invocation. O sing to me, Mnemosyne, like you sang to your children. Let your sweet inspiration drift to me on a reed. Let it ride the swells of thought and time, impelled by Aeolus' breath and coaxing currents to wash ashore at the tip of my tongue. Then may I sing your sweet song, and call it my own, dear mother. A portal opens into my mind. Through the opening I see glittering dust, the outermost reaches of consciousness. I climb in and set myself inside, for a thought. I have known this place, though it is new to me now. Memory taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hello, it's been a long time since..." Since what? I know. I'm sure of it. But know not. As I look at my womb, souvenirs of past lives spring out of the void. They parade as virtual memories whose brief resurgence is not annihilated instantaneously enough to escape my notice. I can remember collecting them, cherishing them, though what they are, or are for, lies beyond my understanding. The reassuring whir of mysterious machinery in the drive demands attention, inspection, for I presume that the ultimate understanding of my existence is how the machine works. Echoes haunt the races of seemingly infinite depths of spirals that I have risen from. Desultory pieces to my puzzle. Used parts. Spent fuel. An incomplete advertisement for the machine, luring and devious. The only way to discover how the machine works, even what the machine is to take apart the drive mechanism, piece by faceless piece, until I arrive at that ultimate, most basic particle of self, which speaks of existence. My existence only. But this is the deception. The pieces are not mine.